Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Slacker and Steve.
All right, it's time for us all to get really, really smart.
Yes.
Let's learn. I just learned something really huge today. Oh my God, by the way, I don't know what that was to you.
That was harmony. He was harmonizing.
Trying to be harmony.
Going to be backing vocals? No.
That's why you were in sports. I just found out, you know how there's a little hole in a pen cap?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I've always thought that was stupid. I always thought it was a conspiracy theory on the part of the pen company to have it slowly drying out.
Oh, so it makes you buy more.
Yes.
Wow.
Big pen.
Yeah.
After it again.
Yes. Big pen. Big. Yes. It's that's not what it's for. The pen hole is in case you swallow it.
Oh, the
so you can still breathe through it.
Oh, yeah.
So if you have a tiny little esophagus and it's closing around a pen, like, because the pen companies also have done experiments and they know we're chewing on them. That like, is, I'm a pen chewer, like, it's my job.
The cap or the pen?
The whole thing. Like, I chew on all of it, but the pen cap is almost always in my mouth.
I mean, not to borrow a pen from you.
It's definitely got dental imprinting. It's, my pens are, but, like, did anybody else know that?
No. Is this, like, a legal thing or just, some, like, if you find a pen cap that doesn't have a hole in it, is that, rare? Or is that evil?
Do you get a free pen for it if you return it?
You guys are not, if you find that, you're in it's a special club. It's called the Pen 15 Club. And you just write that on your hand.
Okay.
You write Pen 15 Club. Everyone should try it.
Okay. I'll do it.
Let's learn! TX is going to learn something later. Look at his wife goes, why does it sing?
You wouldn't get it, babe.
Lego heads have the hole, too, for the same
Shut
reason.
Your mouth.
For kids.
Oh, because they're always putting it in
kids
their mouth.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Even grown kids. Even me.
Yeah.
Like, I've walked around with Darth Vader's head in my mouth. Anakin. I guess Darth Vader's head is a mask. Yeah, I've had Anakin's head in my mouth.
That's because that's
when the
better.
Pen cap won't hit the spot. We gotta move on.
All right, the reason we're doing, like, talking about pen caps, we want you to tell us.
Let's learn.
The stupid thing that you have in your head. Like, it's some, but it's gotta be good. It can't just be like.
Yeah, we'll get to mine. I'll blow all your guys' away here.
Oh, okay. Well, before we get to that, 303-222-5423, or you can text us at 51059. Do you want to go, Steve?
Okay.
Oh, no, somebody else can go. I mean, I'm just saying.
I like this one. The creator of the Pringles guy, the guy who made, I don't know if that his face on the Pringles. I don't know if that's what it looks like. But the inventor of the Pringles candy is now buried in one.
Oh, no
Shut
way.
Your mouth. Yeah, that's pretty cool.
He was so proud of
it. That's a real thing?
Yeah, which I think is pretty cool. Yeah. My grandpa did a similar thing. He was like a woodworking guy, so he just built a little box.
And he built his
for
own
himself?
Box?
Or no, his son built it for him, like to like honor him. Oh. I always liked that, so I like
He didn't build
this.
It while he was alive.
No, afterwards, yeah. His son built it.
Because that's dark.
Yeah.
But I always thought that was cool.
Check out this box I made.
You like it?
Guess what's going in it?
Wait, you're
it's pretty cozy.
Picked out my casket now, and I'm like 10 years before I die. That's creepy.
I think it's creepier if we picked it out.
Oh, like the son made
it. Yeah, the son came out. If I came in like, Steve, what do you think of this casket? It's yours. Why don't you get in?
Or the next time.
Try it out.
The next time my wife and I finish a can of Pringles, we're like, no, keep that one.
I got a little shelf for that. There's another one that says, I don't know if this is true, but it says you're more likely to get a computer virus from going to a religious site than a porn site.
What? Why?
Steve's all of his throwdown computers are like, hold on!
I know.
We have a second life.
It's going to be okay. All right, Steve, blow our minds, man. What do you got?
Okay, all right, here we go. You know, everyone's been asking and wondering forever why Blucifer has the red eyes, you know, outside by the DIA there, the airport.
This
Blucifer.
Isn't your fact.
No, I discovered.
This is not your fact.
I was told this fact.
Okay. So Blucifer has red eyes, and we've all assumed it's because of his satanic beginnings.
It's evil, yes.
Well, because there's one, it's one of the DIA conspiracies that might be true, that he fell.
Yeah.
Is that one true?
That one's true.
What, the statue fell over?
Yeah, it fell on, I don't know if
the
he
artist.
Was like the artist or...
And
just
killed
like,
him.
Yeah.
What?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, how,
so know. Then I just assumed his family said, you can have the commissioned art piece, but now it has to have red eyes because it killed... You killed my father. Prepare to die.
Oh, get out of here.
So
I didn't
that's
know that
what
part.
I think. Yeah.
Uh-uh, it has nothing to do with that.
It doesn't?
It's actually just simple, good old FAA regulations. Any structure that's a certain height has to have a red blinky light on it, just like our transmitter towers.
Truth.
So Blucifer meets the requirement height requirements.
Because there is a runway that comes in, right, kind of over Blucifer. Because I've been on a plane, I'm like, which way are we coming in? And you're like, oh, we're coming
there's
in.
Blucifer.
We're coming over Blucifer. Because you can see his eyes like through fog, through whatever. He's like the Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer of DIA. Yeah.
And he's a lot more reliable than our transmitter.
He is.
In fact, I think we're moving over. Yeah.
All right, so if you have something that we don't know, blow our minds with, let's learn!
Let's learn!
Let's learn! No?
I feel like you held it a little too
Aaron
long.
Aaron stayed mercifully out of it.
All right.
Back to sports.
Stupid facts you know, 303-222-5423.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Slacker and Steve.
All right, we're learning stuff.
Let's learn.
And we learned the pen hole is so you don't die.
You just call me a pen hole?
I sort of did.
I would too.
And if you didn't know that the pen hole was there to keep you from choking, you have to write pen 15 on your hand
yes.
for the next few days. The first guy we have here, Steve's already claiming he knew this one, sort of.
Yeah.
Scott.
Yai.
Yai.
Let's learn.
Let's learn.
What do you know?
So Chicago, known for being the windy city, it's not because of the weather.
Right.
Of course it is. It's windy there.
It's... You've been so there. Did you?
It's windy, of course. Yes, but there's lakes there or something,
yep,
right?
Yep.
So that's why.
Well, back in the early 1900s, one of the newspaper circulars or whatever always was referring to the politicians as being blowhards.
Shut up.
And they were.
Yeah. So it's literally not named after wind. It's named after people who talk too much.
But everyone thinks it's because
the
of weather. Yeah, climate.
Okay.
Wind bags.
I don't really. Okay.
Let's learn.
And you're saying you knew that.
I did, actually, yeah.
Because it, you know what?
And it just
it sounds exactly like something you would know. So I can't even call BS on it.
It's useless.
It's exactly in the wheelhouse of like some factoid book you have sitting
you're
next
right.
to your toilet.
You're right.
Thank you, Scott.
Kindle, but
you
yeah.
weekend. Oh, gross. Dana.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Let's learn.
Let's learn.
What do you know that we don't know?
That female kangaroos have three vaginas.
Get out of town.
How many do male kangaroos have? No. Oh, do they really?
I don't
three
know.
Vaginas?
Yeah.
What's going on
yes.
with that?
Like, can they
I
get,
don't know. I mean,
can they get pregnant
know.
From each of them?
Yeah.
Honestly, that fact, I don't know.
What? Can I just, want to shoot an arrow at you a little bit. Why? What? What sort of research project led you to like looking under the hood of a kangaroo?
You know, honestly, just a lot of Animal Planet.
Oh.
Nice.
All right.
Smoke a bowl,
yes.
watch the
you
planet.
Watch some Animal Planet.
Yes, exactly.
Is it still
yes,
Goodman yes, doing
exactly.
the voiceovers for
Josh,
that stuff?
Josh, yeah. He's doing a lot more voiceover
stuff. Is he really?
Stuff, yeah.
So we got to get Josh on the phone.
Oh, yes.
And see if he'll talk about how many vaginas a Goodman! If you're listening, tell us about the vaginas.
We need to know.
Thank you. Lacey.
Yes.
Yeah. Let's learn. What do you know?
Okay, so I work in the state capitol building. Emily Griffith is the woman that set up a lot of the technical schools. She has a stained glass painting in our window in the Capitol building, and she haunts the building to this day. The
What does she do?
So she set up these small schools in Colorado, and they're Emily Griffith schools. You can still go to there. There's a high school, there's others, but she has her own stained glass window. And one of the custodians was telling me that a lady quit because she was shining the sink in the bathroom and looked in the mirror, and that lady was behind her.
Okay.
But there are other stories.
A custodian.
Steve.
Why?
Okay. Well, I'm coming down to the Capitol building. Check out that Griffith lady.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Kevin.
Yai.
Let's learn.
Okay. So when you look at Colorado on a map, it looks like a perfect rectangle.
Colorado is a perfect rectangle, and you better shut your filthy mouth.
No, you think so, but you can actually look at it on Google. So the guys that were supposed to do it, they started in eastern Colorado. One went around to the north. One went around to the south. And they were just having way too much fun drinking and hanging out in brothels, and they ran out of time. So there's a weird little angle in Colorado right below Grand Junction that's 12 miles long and 1 mile wide, where they just took a shortcut and then went back to D.C. and never told anyone.
You watched How the States Got Their Shape, didn't you?
Because
I saw the exact same episode.
Slacker and Steve, weekday afternoons on Alice.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.